give it up for Lindsay. She's filling in today for Alex, who went to California for a wedding, but will be back tomorrow. Here we go. It's time for the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
All right, the lineup has been announced for Big Brother Celebrity Edition. The first one I read about was Demooch, Anthony Scaramucci, who was White House Communications Director for a whopping 10 days in 2017.
Got a moosh.
Will be there. Also joining him will be Kato Kaelin, which I think is really funny because the only reason he's famous is for being a house guest, as well as Dina Lohan, Lindsay Lohan's mom, Jonathan Bennett from Mean Girls, Joey Lawrence, Ryan Lochte, Tamar Braxton, Lolo Jones, former NFL running back Ricky Williams, former WWE wrestler Natalie Eva Marie, Candy Burris, and Tom Green.
I'm interested because I like Tom Green, but does anybody actually care about this show? Does anybody watch it? Send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show.
Got a moosh.
That's what I'll be watching.
And Megyn Kelly has now officially parted ways with NBC. She's been off the air since October when she made some remarks about blackface Halloween costumes on her show.
If you are a white person who puts on blackface on Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Okay, back when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
Kelly apologized to both her staff and the public.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there was a lot of backlash from her comments that she made about that, and her ratings were horrible to begin with. So she's been off the air since then, but she was still employed by NBC. They have agreed to pay out the remainder of her contract. It was a $69 million deal, but she was about halfway through, so estimating she'll get around $30 million.
I wouldn't be complaining. I'm like, okay, see you guys later. I think they use it as an actual reason to get her out of there. I feel it's just the ratings sucked, and like, okay, finally, we can cut her out of here now and get rid of her.
Yeah, her show was doing terrible, so I feel like they were just thinking finally they had an excuse to get rid of her. And reportedly she did not have a non-compete, so she could be working again very quickly.
Yeah, we'll see. I wonder who's actually going to want to pick her up.
Yeah, who knows. Anyway, that is the garbage on Radio Now.
All right, thank you so much, Lindsay.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.